comes to Radharani, with Radharani's relationship, extramarital relationship, worldly people say it is extramarital relationship. So what is the, means for us, what is the lesson for us?
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Radha and Krishna's relationships are very difficult to understand. And we cannot put those relationships into our understanding of this world of marital and extramarital. That is our worldly understanding in this world. It's called a laukik. Laukik means in this loka, we have this understanding that there is a relationship between marriage, with marriage, and relationship out of marriage. So called as illicit relationships or extramarital relationships or improper. But Radha Krishna's relationships are not to be considered in this understanding. These definitions don't work for them. Their relationship is,
when you are explaining to some non-devotees, how to convince them?
Everything cannot be explained to everybody. When you meet
then
a first standard student, you can't.
No,
no. It is also explained in scriptures that the relationship between Radha and Krishna cannot be discussed in public. This is a scriptural injunction. Even in the public forum where class is going on, Srimad Bhagavat class is going on, there also we are supposed to avoid discussing in-depth understanding of these relationships. These relationships between Radha and Krishna and gopis are to be discussed only amongst those people who are very highly elevated and very highly advanced in bhakti. So, if others think anything, that is their problem. But, because mostly, whenever we touch this subject about Radha and Krishna, what most happens is misunderstanding than understanding. It is exactly like you have a 6-year-old girl and she is asking you how one gets married and how one gets child. So whatever you try to explain that child, it's only confusion. Whatever you do, whatever words, simplicity, you do whatever you want. But the subject matter is not meant for that child. And if the child is ziddi and child is pressing you and child is saying, you must explain to me how I was born. Then what do you say? I can't discuss with you. So child will say, why can't you discuss with me? I told you I can't discuss with you. No, you have to discuss with me. So no, I can't discuss with you. That's the best thing. No, you're hiding from me something. No, you don't want something which I want to know, but you are not telling me. Still you say, I don't think I can tell you. But when the child becomes 20-year-old, about to get married, and date is fixed up, then the mother and father, or mother maybe, can sit with the child and, grown-up daughter, and explain everything. Orientation. Now what's going to happen? That's the right time. So similarly, in bhakti also, there are many levels of knowledge. One level is that you understand, like last time I told, in the morning prayer, to understand that world is suffering. World is full of suffering. It's one level of understanding. Then you understand that you are not this body. And because you think you are this body, you are suffering. Then who are you? You are part and parcel of God. You are spirit soul. You have relationship with the Lord. And how to realize the relationship? To chant Hare Krishna, the name of the Lord, follow principles, don't kill animals, don't do illicit sex, don't do intoxication, and purify yourself, and understand who you are, and what is your relationship with the Lord. Another level of understanding. But then the highest level of understanding is to understand what relationship Radha has with Krishna. But that, in our impure impure state of consciousness, we will only misunderstand than understanding also. Even amongst the devotees also, we are advised to restrict ourselves from discussing this topic. So if there is a some level of misunderstanding in public, leave it at that only, because by discussing you will be putting it more into misunderstanding, more further level of confusion and misunderstanding.
That's
it. It is only you can say that this relationship is very divine, and with your material frame you can understand it. Agar aap neela chashma pehen ke ghum rahe ho to aapko sab duniya neeli dikhai padegi. So as long as we don't remove that green blue spectacle, we can't see things clearly. तभी हमारा सबका मन जो है वो दूषित है. लोग कृष्ण भगवान को इतना क्यों ताने मारते? क्योंकि मैं मेरे जैसा आदमी या उनके जैसा आदमी, ताने मारने वाले लोगों का जैसा आदमी, अगर उसको उस व्यक्ति को रात को अकेले में हजारों सुंदर लड़कियों के साथ में रखा जाए तो वो क्या करेगा? ये सोचकर वो सोचता है कि उन्होंने भी वही किया होगा, कि मैंने ऐसा किया होता और मुझे वैसा करने को नहीं मिल रहा है, इसलिए मुझे उस पर जेलसी है, इसलिए मैं उस पर टिका करता हूं. देखो कैसा आदमी है, बीच रात में औरतों के साथ में डांस करता है, एक ऐसा भगवान है. बिकॉज आई थिंक दैट व्हाट आई वाज गोइंग टू डू सेम थिंग ही मस्ट बी डूइंग विद ऑल दोस गर्ल्स इन द नाइट, बट इज नॉट लाइक दैट. Very difficult to understand. How it is not like that? If a plate full of sweets come, what you would do? Same thing I feel he must be doing. Because I have a fixed frame of mind that I do things accordingly. And accordingly I judge others. 1 lakh rupees yahan par rakha hua hai. To ek aadmi kya karega? Usko utha ke jeb mein dal dega. तो अगर ऐसे व्यक्ति को बताया जाए कि टेबल पे 1 लाख रखा था तो बोलेंगे जरूर उसमें वो उठा के लेके गया होगा. वाई? बिकॉज ही थिंक्स दैट आई मस्ट हैव डन द सेम थिंग, आई वुड डू सेम थिंग, सो ही विल थिंक अदर्स दैट ही विल ऑल्सो डू द सेम थिंग. अपने अंडरस्टैंडिंग पे भगवान को जस्ट मापते हैं वो लोग, बड़ा सा नहीं है. इसलिए जब तक वो व्यक्ति उस लेवल पे नहीं आता है समझदारी में, तब तक वो कभी समझेगा ही नहीं हो, इसलिए उसको बता दिए नहीं. 10वीं के स्टूडेंट को आप PhD का मैथमेटिक्स बताओ क्या? वो 10वीं का अल्जेब्रा जो ट्रिग्नोमेट्री और पढ़ रहे हो, फिर 12th में जाएगा, फिर इंटीग्रेशन पढ़ेगा, फिर और आगे ही जाएगा. बट 10th क्लास में इफ यू एक्सपेक्ट हिम टू अंडरस्टैंड PhD सब्जेक्ट मैटर, तो वो और कन्फ्यूज हो जाएगा. उसका जो पता है ना वो भी भूल जाएगा, जो उसको पता था ABCD अल्जेब्रा वो भी भूल जाएगा. इसलिए इफ यू आर अनेबल टू एक्सप्लेन, डोंट फील बैड अबाउट इट, आई कुडंट एक्सप्लेन, डजंट मैटर, बिकॉज द लेवल ऑफ द स्टूडेंट इज नॉट सो एलिवेटेड टू अंडरस्टैंड द PhD सब्जेक्ट मैटर दैट इज आस्किंग फॉर. हवाई जहाज कैसे उड़ता है? सो आई स्टार्ट एक्सप्लेनिंग टू यू ऑल द मैकेनिक्स, सो यू सेड बस बस ठीक है, हम लोग टिकट निकाल के बैठेंगे, अब आगे बताने की जरूरत नहीं है. सो कंफ्यूजिंग. 370 departments are required to make an aircraft and to make it run. 370 departments. You can imagine. And still people feel that there is no God in the world. Ek aircraft banane ke liye 370 departments are required. And to run the whole world, no God is required. So if such people ask you about Radha and Krishna, how can you explain them? Their basic understanding is faulty. They believe that 370 departments are required to make an aircraft and to make it fly and to take passengers from one place to another in the sky. But the same people fail to understand that there is such a big floating object in the space called Earth. And for maintaining that in the sky without falling it down, no God is required. It's running automatically. But your airplane requires 370 departments. So with such understanding of brain, how will they understand what is Radha and Krishna? They don't even believe in God. What to speak of who is God and what is his activities and what he is doing? How will you understand? It's like that. They say first of all, our mati means consciousness. has to be cleaned. Mati saaf honi chahiye, shuddha. That's why Prahlad Maharaj tells his father that till your mati is not clean, you will understand not understand anything. So better you take the name of Narayan, then your mati will be clean. This is what Prahlad is telling his father, Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was totally intoxicated with liquor and with all womanization, gambling, everything he was doing. So he was unable to understand what his son is telling. So, or koi prashna hai kisi? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sukumari ji, aapko koi prashna hai? So what to do? Hare Krishna. Still, whether the world understands or doesn't understand, still the relationship between Radha and Krishna will remain divine. Somebody may question, you know, how Mother Mary is virgin? She has given birth to Jesus. However, how much ever you expect common people, they will never understand. How Mother Mary is virgin? How can she be virgin? When I give birth to any baby, I don't remain virgin. How Kunti remain virgin when she gave birth to Karna? How can somebody be born through ear? I don't know any people who give birth through ear. Ravi Shinde's wife delivered a baby, normal delivery. We all know where she delivered from. If I say no, Ravi Shinde's wife delivered from the ear, from here the baby was born. So he said nonsense is about it. But scripture is telling us when Kunti Devi, she served Durvasa Muni. And Durvasa Muni was performing big tapasya, a big project. He wanted to get all the five elements, Pancha Mahabhuta, under his control. Prithvi, Aputej, Vayu, Jal, Akash. He wanted to control it. And he was successful after a long time. And he had come to Kunti's father's house. So Kunti was told, you go and serve him, whatever he requires, you provide. So all time she served him, day and night, at emergency hours, whatever he wanted, provisions, he kept on giving, serving, kept awake. And then after a long time, he became successful and he controlled all the five elements and all the demigods, controlling them also. And then he opened his eyes and saw, oh, you served me. So I'm very happy with you. Come here. She was a small girl, no? But she was very obedient and very wonderful girl. So she was called and suddenly she came. She didn't know what to expect from, why she is calling. And he said, sit down. And he purified her with mantras and with water. And he said, chant these mantras. So she immediately chanted the mantra, whatever he gave. He said, you will not have to remember this. You will automatically remember these mantras. And this mantra, when you chant and think of a demigod, he will be forced to come. You think of any demigod. You look at Surya and think of him and chant the mantra. The Surya Devi will come down and he will give you a child. So it's a very small baby. For her it's like a toy, you know, like you give an automatic toy, you give key from here, then it will start moving like this, like this, like this. If you give toy, it will start flying in the sky. So it's a very curious thing. Oh my God, really? You gave me a toy which is flying in the sky. Helicopter, I give a chavi and then it flies in the sky. So immediately what you'll do? What you'll do? You'll try it, na? If you have a child who plays, then show me how it works. So she was very curious. Because the sage said that if you chant this mantra, demigod will come. Not only he will come, he will give you a son. So one day she was looking at a son. Suddenly she remembered, Hari, I have the mantra. Will he come if I chant? And she chanted. And soon, such effulgence came, you know, sab jagah prakash aa gaya. So much prakash that she couldn't even open her eyes. And then she opened her eyes and saw the effulgent sun god, Vivaswan, was standing in front of her. Now she was repenting, Are, why I did this? My God, I didn't believe this. Oh, it's true. were chanted, oh, it's true that he has come. So he said, please go, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I disturbed you, please go. He said, no, I cannot go. Your mantra has power to have a child from me. That means this mantra, I'm a servant of this mantra. As soon as you chant the mantra, I become the servant. My duty is to give you a son. He said, no, no, I'm not married. I'm just a girl actually. I'm a daughter of a King Kunti Bhoja. So that you can't help. What about my virginity? He said, no, your virginity will be intact. This boy will be born from your ear. And within no time, it's not that she had to be pregnant for 9 months and go through all the trouble and vomiting and this and that and bleeding and leaking, nothing. Instantly, like you go to mall and buy a baby, instantly the baby was in her hands. He came out of her ears and was in her hands. And she didn't know what to do. So it was all in her private chambers. So her father didn't know. Nobody knew. And she was thinking, my God, if anybody comes to know, what will happen to my father's fame, his name, my fame, all defamy will go everywhere. It's not our culture like this. So we have this story and we know how Karna was born. But somebody may still say, I don't believe this all nonsense story, you know, bachcho ki kahani hai sir. Amusement stories, you know, just to, it's like fairy tales, you know. The fairy is flying in the sky and she comes down and she says, what do you want? And you say, I want this, and suddenly she gives you that. From the air she gives you. Whatever you want, she gives you. And she takes you along with you to fly in the sky. And she again brings you back. And you wake up in the morning. Wow, so nice. It's a fairy tale. Nothing is true about it. So we think this is a fairy tale. Nothing is true. So when people read story of Jesus' birth, they say it's all nonsense, you know. How can this be possible? But those who have faith, for them there is no doubt in the mind. How is this possible? Like that. How one can deliver in the prison house? Deliver baby, not one after another. With no maid servant or no midwife or no nurse around you. You are in prison and you become pregnant and deliver baby. How it is possible? But with the eye of faith, you believe everything. So faith is what is most important. If you have faith that Sri Krishna is Lord, Supreme Lord, then everything else is easily believable. But if you feel that he is a nonsense boy, he is a naughty, lusty boy, like any other boys on the road, then you have doubt for everything. It's like that. If you don't have faith, you can even question your mother. Are you my mother? I don't believe that you are my mother. I am not your son. Maybe somebody else's son. You may be number 5. I don't know. So it's a matter of faith. But I don't think any of us have asked our mother whether you are my mother. Prove me that you are mother. Do your DNA test right now. No. The way mother loves you, you don't need to do DNA test. Like N.D. Tiwari and his son. 7 years poor fellow fought just to make him accept that I am your son. And you are my father. Finally, father got old and tired, so he accepted. He said, no more fights. You are my son. I accept you. 7 years of trouble. It's because of lack of faith. Lack of honesty. It's like that. So, bhakti ka vishay jo hai na, ye shraddha ke upar depend rehta hai. Shraddha nahi hai, to sab kuch bhi nahi hai. Kidhar hai? Kuch bhi nahi. Nothing is there. Shraddha nahi hai, to kya hai? Nothing is true. Shraddha nahi hai to America nahi hai. Kidhar hai America? Aap America gaye hoge. It doesn't exist. But you are not gone there. It doesn't exist. Aisa hai. Aur koi prashna hai kisi ka? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
One more question in organic. With each and every lila, Krishna is giving message for us. So with this lila, what is want to give the message?
The message is that the love that the devotee has for the Lord is beyond all worldly understandings. That is the message. Today, 2 days back, I was hearing a class. When I was hearing that class, when the one statement was made, I was thrilled actually when I was hearing. He said that when Krishna came to Mathura, what to speak of gopis, he came to Mathura, na, to kill Kamsa. And he was walking in the road of Mathura, and the news spread that Krishna is coming. And there were so many ladies in Mathura who were eagerly waiting for Krishna to come, because they heard he is coming for Dhanur Yagya, for the fire sacrifice of the bow. Dhanushaka tha na, Dhanur Yagya. Uske liye Krishna was coming, kaise pura Mathura mein news spread ho gaya. Although Mathura was Kamsa's Nagri, but still people there loved Krishna. They knew Krishna is our beloved. And they were devotees. So it is said some of the girls were standing behind the antar part for marriage that time. So when they heard Krishna has come, they ran away from there to see Krishna. I had never studied it. But some of the ladies were about to put garland to the husband. Shubha Mangala Savadhan. Instead of the husband being not there, wife was not there. When the parda was removed, wife was running behind, running to see Krishna Balaram who had come from Vrindavan. Now, you will say, what is this nonsense? Nobody does that. But this is not subject of the world, na, ultimately. This is subject of divine world. So much love is there for Lord, He doesn't stop you from having any worldly understanding. Any worldly understanding cannot stop it. They were about to get married. They were supposed to be unmarried girls getting married to a husband, by father and mother. Everybody is gathered there. But their love for Krishna is not like you think and I think about boys and girls. That's why we think like this. Say, achha nahi, bura nahi. Because we understand ki boy girl mein kya hota hai. We can't understand there is something called divine love. So they ran. Many of them were serving their husbands, many of them were cooking at home, many of them were doing household duties, milking cows. Like the gopis ran for Rasleela in the middle of the night, similarly the ladies of Mathura also ran. Just to see him, not to perform Rasleela. They all climbed up on the terrace, they climbed up on the windows, they came all the places, you know, to just see him, to see his beauty and to express his love through eyesight. And what is explained that Krishna embraced all of them in the hearts and they embraced Krishna in their hearts with great love. Now there is no sex in that, there is no lust in this, simply pure love between the Lord and His devotee. So when He looked at them, then they looked at Him, they understood that He is embracing us and we are embracing them. Both of them understood. But there was no physical embrace. Abhi ye kisko samajh mein aayega? क्या बात करें, इसे बकवास है पूरा. इट्स लाइक दिस. आई वाज एक्चुअली शिवरिंग व्हेन आई हर्ड दिस. इट्स सो वंडरफुल. इमेजिन द लव बिटवीन द डिवोटी एंड द लॉर्ड. सो डीप, सो डीप. कृष्णा ऑल्सो सो काइंड व्हेन ही वेंट टू जरासंधा. नो, बाय द टाइम ही वाज मैरिड टू एट वीमेन, एट क्वींस. And he went to Jarasandha and he made Bhima fight with him. And many days they fought. I think 27 days, many days they fought. Every day, can you imagine 8 hours job to fight and nobody is winning. So then Bhima is saying, kya karna hai abhi? No result is coming. Krishna told, hit him under the belt. That is where he is weak. Rest all is Vajra, thunderbolt, hard like thunderbolt. You can't kill him. He said, no, how can I hit him under the belt? It's against the law of wrestling. He said, then you keep fighting for lifetimes now. If you want to follow the rule and regulation and keep it on, then you can go on fighting till you die. He said, nobody will be winning. So finally then, he hit, sorry, this is the story, I am mixing up, sorry. So, they are fighting and then, he was looking at Krishna, kya karna hai abhi? So he said that you tear him apart. And then in the night he told him a story, how he was born. Long story, of course. So he said, if you tear him apart, then he will die. So he tore him apart. But soon, these two parts joined again. And again he came laughing. And again fight. So he told him, tear him apart and thrown opposite direction, then he will die.
Jarasandha.
So Jara and Sandha. Sandha means Jodna. Jara means the name of the lady. So the lady, she had joined him in the childhood. That's why his name was Jarasandha. So when he died, now why I told the story to you, not to how to tell you that how Krishna killed or got him killed. The story I told you because of another reason. After that he went to the prison of Jarasandha. And he released 16,100 girls who were kept captive by Jarasandha. You know why? He wanted to give them bali, sacrifice them and become very, very powerful. So he had gathered unmarried girls from many, 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 many kingdoms. And he wanted to sacrifice them in fire and become very powerful. So they were in prison. So he released them. So they were very happy. But at the same time, they were happy, they become crying like anything. They were very sorry. He said, why are you crying? He said, now you have released us. Our parents will not accept us because we have stayed in somebody else's house. Not one night, so many nights we have stayed out of our house. The culture in the early days that if you spend one night out of your house before marriage, the family will not accept you. You all have to come and stay in your house only. He said, we were better in the prison, at least we were in the prison only. But now you have released us, now we cannot go here and there. The only option for us is to commit suicide. Society will not accept us, our parents will not accept us. One only way is there, if you marry us, then we will have status, then we can be in society. So out of compassion and love, Krishna married all of them. 16,100 he married and 8 were already there. So 16,108. And people say Krishna is very lusty, he wants so many women to be around him. It is to save these people from defamy and from embarrassment, he got them married with him. He made them their queens. Even up till late time, you know Saudi Arabia ka naam kaise pada hai Saudi Arabia? He was King Saud, S-A-U-D, a great king. He had married almost 350 women. And how these women he married? Wherever he went, he found very poor women, you know, a father with many ladies, many girls and no money to maintain them. So he would marry them. By that way they become queens. So then as soon as you become queen, you have all the wealth and everything. So that's how he had married many, many queens from many, many countries. Up to 350 in number. So not that he was sleeping with every woman. He was not Lord to do that. But he just, out of compassion, he just brought up many women. Uplifted them from their so-called poor condition of life. So-called normal lusty man, he will think, "Acha hai Saud, in the name of lifting up poor women, he is enjoying with them because of his power and money." It is not so. I doubt whether he enjoyed with every woman which he married. I doubt. Because 350 women in this world, how will you even divide your time with them? At all you want to enjoy them. And when you will run your kingdom? So there were a few queens, his own queens, and rest all were supported and maintained and he looked after them. So Krishna also, so many queens he married because he wanted to save them and protect them. But the same story if I tell in public, they will say, what nonsense. This is all fooling people, misleading people. What kind of God is this? There are court cases, you know, that this religion should be banned because their God is incest. He is doing so many activities which are questionable. So we don't go and fight with them in the court because they said like that. We don't even talk about it. We know that as you cannot tell your child about how to have children, you can't discuss with that subject matter. Similarly, with these people, we can't discuss these matters. They are not for them. So we leave it as it is. There are so many items like this in our scriptures. In every scripture, not only Hindu scriptures, in Christian scriptures, in Islamic scriptures and Jain scriptures, the controversiality is always there. For those who don't have faith, there is always controversiality. For those who have faith, there is no controversy. Everything is so clear, crystal clear. If I hear that Kunti gave birth to Karna through ear, I don't have any difficulty to understand. So what God can I do? God can do anything. If God can eat through his eyes, if God can see through his mouth, God can touch through his ears. Angani yasya sakalindriya vritti manti. The nature of all the other organs can be used by Krishna for any other activity. Krishna can use eyes to eat. He can use ears to see. Our ears are only meant to hear, not to see. But the Lord through his ears can see also. Lord through his eyes can eat also. He can do multiple functions. Sakala indriya vritti manti. All other functions he can do with any organ. That is Lord. It's not you and me. But if I explain to common people that Lord can do like this, so they will start laughing. What is this? The Lord can eat through his eyes? This is nonsense. You are trying to fool us. We are scientific people. This is not scientific. But everything that you think scientific is not devotional. And everything that is devotional can't be explained with science. As the same thing, you require 370 departments to make an aircraft. And the same scientist who believes in this, who has invented aircraft, he doesn't believe that God exists. He knows that his equipment that he has produced requires so many creators to put him into action. But the whole earth which is floating in the sky, and that he believes that there are so many earths like this, solar systems, they are all floating in the sky and they are floating by chance. There is no God required for that. There is no brain behind it. So how do you explain such people? They themselves don't have brain to understand what the reality is. Yes, sir. Thank you very much.